Hey, welcome. You're just in time to join us for our Weebization.
I'm just gonna say, one of the worst video game anime games is a Sword Art Online game. That shit.
Which one?
All of them.
All
trash.
Of them?
Yeah, pretty trash.
I mean, like, the show was trash, so got it.
You said the video games reflect the show. Yeah, they're pretty bad. They had a formula and they attempted, but here's the thing, that when you try to make everything into like a gacha, things go downhill.
They made a Phantasy Star Universe gacha.
Yeah, no.
Fucking, they had the formula to cook with Gun Gale Online and decided to make it one of the worst versions of a video game I've ever seen.
Yeah, for real.
It's so bad.
The combat is also really bad.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, girl. It's disappointing.
It's very disappointing. I agree.
Even the new ones that are out, which we'll talk about, are, the hype died down so fast the moment that they were released, you know?
Yeah, they did a lot of advertisement of it, and it just plummeted.
I will say that, anime games lack creativity, you know?
They do.
Because, you know, the best anime games that came out back in the day was like fucking Storm. Naruto Storm. Like that shit hit.
Ninja Storm?
Yeah. It should hit because like they put so much creativity into the game that they didn't need to.
Yeah,
like,
it's
they,
true.
They added non-canon events that happened and it made it look so fucking cool.
Especially when they're just random. They were like Pokemon battles, like in the grass. It would just happen. Like you can run up a wall, explosion of a building, and you're like, what the, you know?
Yeah, like there's just so much you could do. It felt like an
actual anime. You feel like you're in the anime. So.
Like you compare that to games that came out in the last couple of years, and you're just like, well, they're all let down. You know, I'm not saying that we didn't get what we asked for. We got what we asked for.
Yeah,
it's just we expected too much out of it.
It's because the anime was so good, you know, like.
Right. For example.
The anime was so good, what?
You didn't like Naruto?
Oh, Naruto, okay. I thought you were talking about Sword Art Online. No, hold up,
Naruto, like.
Fucking, Dragon Ball, right? So we had, what's that series? The Tenkaichi series.
Yeah. Tenkaichi 2 was the best one.
Right. Tenkaichi 2, peak.
Yep.
Tenkaichi 3, it was alright, you know, it was playable. People liked it. It was the next best thing.
It was.
Right? Raging Blast. Absolutely trash game, but it was fun to play.
Tenkaichi was also pretty good, and I don't know what they kept doing after the first one.
And
the first one was so good.
And now we, let's see, what was after Raging Blast? I think that was it for a few years.
For Z, at least, yeah.
I think they had more games to come out. I just don't remember what Dragon Ball games came out with, like, in the early 2000s, late 2000s, before, we got,
Universe? Not Universe,
what should we call it? Fighters.
Yeah, Fighters.
I guess Universe would be the next thing.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Xenoverse, on paper, really good concept.
Yes,
really
good 100%. Concept. It had everything to be good.
Yeah, it had the feeling of an actual Dragon Ball game.
Yep.
You know, it gave you all that freedom. Unfortunately, it just wasn't a whole lot. They just felt like, you know, you stuck to the content that was already released. You didn't know if they were going to release more content or not. And
the grind wasn't worth it either.
Yeah, the grind was, it was tedious because you would make your own character, which is a really cool concept. You know, make your own Dragon Ball related character, any race you wanted, and then you would grind up to become stronger. Unfortunately, it took a very long time to get the maximum level.
And you get, the only benefit you get is you can get these capsules to like fast travel and power up.
Yeah, there wasn't really
like there was
a
nothing.
Big reward.
Yeah.
You're just, you know, strong. It really took the what they call it, the trucks timeline. I don't remember what it was called. Fucking
The future timeline.
Yeah, they're called something.
I know what you're
talking about. Yeah, whatever they're called, time travelers. You know, people that fix mistakes. They really set on that, which is okay because you know it matches the okay. There's a reason why you know I'm playing as whoever I want versus. I just played really the original Dragon Ball cast. So yeah, it was a pretty good concept. It lasted for a pretty long time. You know, people still play it to this day. Xenoverse 2 was a mistake. All it was is just a fucking reskin with fucking more story, I guess. You could just add
the first open one. World.
You know,
you forgot that part. It was open world.
There was open world. That was live.
Yeah, it was live.
Yeah, we didn't get open world until Dragon Ball Kakarot. Even then, it was like, it took way too long.
Yep.
Because we had that shit fucking, Tenkaichi.
Yep.
And it took them forever to do something again. Dragon Ball Kakarot, I didn't really like all too much. People like it, I don't know, I didn't like it. I think they are still trying to do the thing where they keep adding more content to it. Instead of making another game, which I think is a smart thing to do. I don't think anybody would want a Dragon Ball Kakarot 2. I don't even know what that would be like. So yeah, they'll do that. And then we get into like Dragon Ball FighterZ, which I think is really good.
I don't think about that.
The really, fighting in it's good. Really That's what it good, is. It's the fighting.
It was also different. It was the ones were like 3D fighter. This is just a 2D fighter with you know both the mechanics, which you know was pretty fun. You know it was different.
Yeah.
It was very playable. It was you know very balanced. Yeah, and to be honest, I would have rather them keep working on that to give us more characters than to do the decision they did now, which is they said to stop focusing on it. And make a different game, focus on a different game, which is how we got into the Sparking Zero, which I'm not gonna lie, you know I was for the hype. Everybody was you know really hyped out about it. Unfortunately, there's something called too much hype, which made the game pretty much crash and burn pretty early. Well, it's a crashing burn, but like people fell off pretty fast. You know, it's a good party game, I should say. You know, someone you want to sit on the couch with and play, not something you would want to play online.
Yeah,
because people don't really like online fighting games like that because that's when like things get too competitive.
Yeah.
I think that's what people are looking for nowadays. It's just extremely competitive fighting games.
You need like some mechanic that's going to be like either groundbreaking or whatnot, or like really, really set it apart
and
from other ones because they've done so much on fighting games in the days that you need, you really need that like step above if you were going to make it that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the biggest mistake was Sparking Zero is supposed to be the closest thing to Dragon Ball.
Yep.
Because the characters that had, if it was an OP character in the anime, it was an OP character in the game.
Yeah.
That's how they made it. And that wasn't really good on the competitive scene because, you know, people can just play as the most broken character versus you can play someone you want and you get your ass beat. And just not. They tried fixing it by doing a point system, but I mean, even then it's just like, you know, what all can you do? You know? The pros know way too much at that point too, or it's just like, yeah, I can get my own. I'm not going to say I don't like the competitive scene. I like competitive fighting games, but some fighting games just don't deserve to be competitive, if that makes any sense.
It's specifically anime fighters, if they're like more than just fighters in general.
Yeah.
A lot of anime fighters just cannot be competitive.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, now, the game came out not too long ago, near the end of last year. And, you know, you don't really see any people talking about it anymore. It's still brand new to the game, and it's died down. Now, let's talk about Bleach. Bleach.
Whoa, we gotta do the introduction still, man. He's going in it. I love it.
This is a bonus episode. We skipped the introduction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is gonna be a short little episode. Yeah.
Isn't there two Bleach fighting games, by the way?
No, there's only one.
There's only one? Yeah. I thought there was two.
Bleach has had some interesting moments in the past. They have a lot of mobile games. Bleach Brave Souls and stuff like that. Which, you know, some people like, some people don't like. I don't really mess with it all too much. It's a Bleach IP.
Yeah, true. I don't know.
I like Bleach, but like, with games, it's just like, it's a hit or miss.
Yeah.
Like, we've been waiting for a fighting game for so long. When we actually got the fighting game, it's like, really good. You have like four of them. It's like really good and, it also had the same problem as Spartan Zero. It just died down way too fast. Like, 2 weeks or something like that. I don't know. People just stop messing with it, I guess. I mean, I think it'll grab some attention when it comes up again. But I think it had the same problem as the, what was that fighting game? The, Demon Souls fighting game. Not Demon Souls, Demon Slayer fighting game, yeah. So, where's that? The Demon Slayer fighting game had a lot of hype to it. I was pretty excited for it, unfortunately. It was ass. A lot of ass.
So was the first season.
So was the first season, it's crazy.
Fight me on that shit.
Demon Slayer.
Like, I play
so bad.
Most of mine are animated, but not based on the anime. Are we starting off anime games in general, or just the anime fighting games?
No, games in general.
I'll tell you a good game that I enjoyed. The Dot Hack one. For the PS2.
Fuck, bro.
That game was amazing. That game was immersive. It was like Final Fantasy, but like legit. Like, it was just cool. I remember playing that exclusively, but I do remember trying other anime games, and they were just so bad. Like, the vast majority of them were really, really bad. Besides, obviously, Dragon Ball and Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
Those were definitely the heavy, hitters. One, because my friends all talked about them and we had them. And two, because there was always that one guy thought he was really good. Just in Smash Brothers, you know. And then some other guy comes in and goes, no, I actually play this game, bro. beat his ass. And we had a video game club and we had some really, really interesting game. The game that I surprisingly like that actually had a really competitive scene was a Sailor Moon fighting game for Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
That scene is huge, bro. I was surprised.
Yeah, they're still doing.
Yeah, they're still having it.
Yeah. Them and, Mugen. Mugen is also
Mugen, I played a lot.
Mugen is, the most creative freedom game that's a fighter, so.
If you guys don't know Mugen just, it's a game that you can modify or input characters from any anime or IP that you can think of. Because someone's already created it for you. And those characters can be completely broken to you, But some other characters completely more broken. So.
Yeah.
Like the power scaling, there's no power scaling. You would be a god in that game and still lose.
Yeah.
So.
There's also a bunch of good games, of course, anime related. All of MiHoYo and Their Mistakes are pretty good too. Everything started with DGZ, you know, the poster child of MiHoYo. Then we've gotten to Honkai Impact 3rd, which, you know, for something that came out in 2016 for a, action adventure RPG was really fucking good. Now a lot of people decided to sleep on, but, if you know, you know. They started making mistakes like, Genshin Impact, you know, worst game in existence by them. And I played Prince of Tennis, which is also by them, surprisingly.
Crazy.
Crazy.
I will say, is it Ni No Kuni? I think that's the RPG.
Yeah.
I played the shit out of that game. That game is amazing. I love that game. That game is like...
Yeah, that's a pretty good game. I like the story for it.
Yeah, the story is really, really good. That's just one of those games where, like, I can truly remember, like, just had positive reviews just overall, so.
Yeah,
I will say there's really good mobile anime games, but there's not.
Which is crazy. Like I said,
there's not good consoles.
It's crazy how people shit on mobile games so much, but then you look into, like, the mobile game scene, and they have, like, some of the best graphics, simplest fucking gameplay that you've ever seen, and it just works. Like, if you just put forth the effort in putting it on console, people will play your games a lot more. Probably a lot of people play, you know, Genshin Impact.
Which is great. Yeah. I was gonna say, like, they should have done that a long time ago. Yeah. I mean, if you look at Pokemon, like, Pokemon's the most successful anime.
Right?
But, like, it succeeded because Game Boy broke. Like, literally, just the Game Boy alone broke, like, records constantly. Every Pokemon game pretty much has sold out, like, everywhere. Doesn't matter what country you're in, or, you know, where you're at. You're like, everyone has Pokemon and plays Pokemon in some sort of way. Yeah. And even with the mobile, more people play the original games on the emulator than they do mobile.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
Because, you know, some of the best times come from the oldest Pokemon games.
Yeah. Then you have Digimon over here. Digimon can't even make a good RPG, like, have like 80 of them. Just can't have a good one.
So easy.
A whole convention, bro.
Don't get scared.
A whole convention for this one video game, and they're like, yeah, it's pretty ass still. Mm-hmm. Bro.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing. Like I said in the last episode, bro, Digimon, if they just make, you know, a really good game, and then, you know, a really good, like, anime or movie to go with it, more people would be interested in it.
But, yeah.
Like, I'm sorry to lose interest, and I'm a loyal player, so.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
The other thing that, like, I think of is, like, they have all the source material, so they can make a good story, but they choose not to. Which is crazy. The slime mobile game is really good, but then all these other games are having collabs with slime and, you know, other games.
Because they're doing so well.
Yeah.
Like, I've been playing the slime mobile games since they came out. And, like, you know, it's very simple. It has good mechanics. It's just the dreaded, the thing that scares most people, what was it? Not Java vacations, turn-based combat.
Yeah, turn-based combat, yeah.
Scare so many people, bro.
Which is crazy, because, like, look at Final Fantasy.
Right.
Like that thing, most of the beginning Final Fantasy pyramids.
A successful games right now has turn-based
combat. Yeah, it's like
Exorcism 33 has a turn-based combat. I mean, it's not mainly turn-based combat. It just has
Growth in Line 2, turn-based, like.
Right, like. Fucking.
Look at all these numbers. Yeah, Stargirl, like. I mean, yeah, they're not anime, but like.
I understand, you lose out on your freedom, but, you know, if you just, you know, give it, you know, a try. You'll most likely enjoy it.
The reason why Fire Emblem has been the number one game in Japan for a while. And most of them were turn-based.
Right.
Yeah.
People like the simple. You can put it down and come back later. That's the biggest thing people forget about turn-based games. You can put it down for hours on end.
Not that people want to do that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. But you could just go do something, take a shit, go to dinner, take care of your kids, and then you'll be in the exact same spot. You can't do that with a lot of games. I mean, sure, with RPGs, but like, outside of that, you know, you're not getting the same thing. So.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm not saying like, get out of your comfort zone. Like, if you're like a Souls player and you're like, well, you know, I like this type of combat. Obviously not. So two different types of combat systems.
Yeah, for sure.
First, you're going to get bored. You're used to moving around constantly and being in a stress environment. All I'm saying is, like, there's a reason why these things are talked so much and why, you know, there's a big-ass hate on mobile games. Because people, one, don't give things a try, and two, they just think that, you know, they're just superior themselves.
You're not a true gamer because you play mobile games. Bro, mobile games make more money than console games by a long shot.
Right.
Like
all
by these, like a big long
you'll shot. Be surprised that a lot of these AAA companies are failing because they're pushing an agenda that they don't need to push so hard.
You know what's crazy? I saw a stat. Gaming is bigger than porn right now. And it's 3/4 of it is mobile games.
Yeah.
Cable? Wow. Yes. That's a true stat.
Damn.
Porn. It's being porn, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah. And I watch a lot of porn.
That blows my mind, bro. Like, that's how big gaming is now. Growing up, man, you know, everyone told me gaming is not going to be anything else, like, bro. Technology keeps advancing, and it's going to be everywhere. We're going to get the neural fucking shit soon, let's be honest. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Plug our brain into the system, bro. I'm telling you. Yeah. Can't either, watch.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, I sit on VR so goddamn much, because they can't make a good game for shit, but
they're so close.
Yeah, they're like, really close. Like, they're really close.
They have all this motion. I mean, I'm a VTuber, bro. Like, I know the motion tracking stuff. The fact that you can track your eyes and shit now is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, never satisfied. That's what I've learned about the average consumer. They're never fully satisfied with anything. Anything that happens. You can have the best thing that happened to a video game, an anime, a food, and people are like, yeah, but what if this happened with it? Like, mm-hmm. But what if you have, like, bro,
like, they don't want to live in the moment.
Yeah. Just live in the moment, bro. Enjoy that shit. Like, why do you have to want it for yourself? Yeah, like,
if it happens, just stop.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Like, just be happy in the moment, be successful in the moment, enjoy that shit. Like,
right.
You know, actually, that's why Pokemon's so successful. When you capture a Pokemon that you've been grinding for the whole time, you get that shit and you feel so good.
Yeah.
You don't care about the stats. You might care about the moves, but like, realistically, you're like, I finally caught that app, bro. That kept teleporting, bro.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is like, you know, it's not about like how you beat the game. It's just about playing.
Yeah. But like a lot of people nowadays.
Yeah, a lot of people nowadays, for some reason, care about getting to the game and trying to find the next thing.
For example, Steve. Granted, 60 hours for one item.
Yeah.
60 hours. And when he got it, he was not even happy with it.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. I
mean, it's dedication.
It is dedication, but like, live in the moment for a second. Enjoy the victory. Like,
damn,
like,
I got the item. I know it's not the one I wanted, but
yeah,
like, at least I got it.
Like, that dude does crazy work. That's so
crazy. A lot of people like that, man. Like, I tell my friend all the time is that I'm tired of people just playing the game just to play it versus playing it to enjoy it.
Well, it's the time and place, right? There's a time and place to play the game to play it, right? It's usually the beginning of the game or because you're playing with someone, you're enjoying the time with them. That's when you're playing the game to play it. But then your goal of the game is to get better at the game most of the time, not all the time, or to get to a certain item or, you know, thing, beat the game, etc.
Yeah.
People forget that. People, the most average consumer now is competitive, which is crazy.
Yeah.
You gotta one-up someone or something.
It's more so the people that are just like, you know, let me play this as fast as possible.
Yeah.
And like, shove the content down my throat.
It's gonna be a competition. I wish you so stupid.
You say everything is a competition, but there's gotta be a winner. Unfortunately, it's not the people that are playing the game.
Yeah.
They're complaining online that, oh, the game is too short, or there's not enough content for this or that. Well, if the game is, you know, 80 hours, I'm gonna ask you to play it in 15.
Enjoy the fucking game, bro.
There's dialogue there for a reason.
Yeah, there's clips are the people that are just like, yeah, I don't want to care about the dialogue. Let me just, like, now spam through that shit, bro. Then
I'm gonna say this. There are so many mobile games / PC games that are coming out that look absolutely amazing that people just don't know about. And you're going to miss out on these things because you're going to be so focused on, you know, these AAA titles that are not giving you what you want.
The other thing, people get looked at. Yeah, they're so impatient. Yeah. The average person is very impatient now.
Yeah.
Like, they just do not care about anything but load time. This game takes too long to load. I'm going to go do this instead and never go back to it.
You remember that first one, Skyrim, first game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
People love that shit. Now.
She like load screens. They're pretty fun, like, to look at. Like, people hate that.
I mean, I've grown to be extremely patient. So
5 minutes staring at some fucking rotating item.
Yeah. Those are the days, man.
What's with their shit? I was playing, back then when people were complaining about it on, like, PlayStation 3.
Yep.
Talking about, yeah, the new PlayStation, that's a little, no, it did not. That was a placebo.
Ratchet and Clank, load time on PS2, right? I remember those days.
I mean, like, nowadays it did speed up.
Yeah.
On newer consoles. I mean, like I said, I don't really care all too much about it. Load time and load time. That's just time for me to relax.
That's true.
What else did we talk about? Oh, yeah. You know, explore games, I guess. Because, especially if you're one of those graphics nerds, all these mobile games and stuff that are coming out, they have pretty great graphics.
Yeah.
Obviously, not all of them are turn-based. A lot of them do have a similar formula to, like, other games that are in that area. But, you know, you'll find something that you like. There's just so many. Let's just give it a try. That's all I do is, when anything new that pops up, I'm gonna give it a try. If I like it, you know, I just go retire from something else. Like, you know, I stop playing a lot of games.
You don't have to beat the game to enjoy the game.
Right.
That's the biggest thing that people don't understand right now. You don't have to have, you don't have to wait to have your opinion about the game until you beat it. Like, it's better that way, but realistically, like, just play the game to just try it, enjoy it. Like, it's the same thing with anything in life. You don't know you like something until you try it, like a hobby or, you know, sport.
And I'm going to say that if you don't like
grinding in games, that's too damn bad. Every game has a grinding mechanic.
Yep. Every
just,
game.
Some games just don't show it as much as they should. I think the thing I like about the grinding mechanic is that it feels more realistic. Like, I have to go do this in order to get stronger. Instead of them just giving it to me and then I'm just there. That's just boring to me. I mean, I understand, like, the long, tedious shit that Genshin was doing. That's why I quit playing it. They made it, like, nigh impossible to get shit that you needed, but, you know. It is, it was people still like that shit, I guess. I couldn't take it anymore. There's a lot of downfalls to certain games. Like, I am retiring from Star Rail because the metas has changed to a whole new damage type that I was interested in because I mainly played it as, like, a fucking waifu collector. I wanted characters that I like looking at, right? Like, I wanted the cooling characters. But since it's all catered to a certain damage type, there are characters I didn't want. They're like, oh, fucking P. And the game is revolving around that damage type, so I'm going to retire from that. And then let the next game roll in. So, you know, we'll see. Zenless Zone Zero is doing a good job with that type of shit. The moment a character becomes extremely irrelevant because one character is extremely powerful, what they'll do is they'll rework that character that got put in the shadow and make them a lot better. That might put them right back in rotation. That way they're not completely useless. I like that type of stuff because it means that even the bad characters will eventually become useful again. You keep doing that, then it just makes it a really good game. Especially if it uses the gacha type, because that's an extremely predatory value in certain games. Because you start to overpower the main scene and make it extremely dependent on certain characters.
Do you think gacha's gotten worse or better?
I think it's gotten better within the last 10 years. Obviously, every game does it differently, but if you're talking like the big games that do gacha, I think it's getting better.
Because I remember playing Puzzle and Dragons back in the day. The gachas fucking suck.
Yeah, Puzzle and Dragons back in the day, the gachas suck. Now, they just give you free fucking shit. So, you get, like, it's extremely free and game friendly. And their meta's all over the place, which is really good. So, other than that, it's just, Genshin does a really garbage job at it.
Do you feel like, just in general, do you feel like because mainstream anime games are bad, that the ones that are fan-made are really good?
I will say that there isn't a lot of bad mainstream anime games. Like we said, like the slime one was really good.
Yeah.
The Seven Deadly Sins one was pretty good. I don't really know too much fan-made ones because those ones are really hard to get. You know, you get to pirate those things.
Yes.
But the ones that I have played are they're pretty basic, I would say, because it's usually just like one, two developers that are doing it. They're pretty basic. I did play one that was like really good. I don't remember the name to it though. Well, I'll say if there's going to be like more fan-made anime type games, they're going to be, you know, completely different from, you know, the original. Because the only thing I can think of right now is Crunchyroll and their newest game. And, you know, Crunchyroll, fucking biggest cast rep and an anime. So, yeah, you can go check out their game if you want to. I wouldn't really recommend it.
Netflix has a cozy anime game now, too.
Never heard of it. Like I said, I don't do streaming services.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dean. I'll get back to you.
But yeah, that's pretty much my take on
video games for anime, man. They need to do a better job.
They do.
Pokemon, it's just too good.
Pokemon's been number one for so long, bro.
Like, but like, bro, their fan made Pokemon games are just peak.
Dude, yeah, I've been playing Pokemon Chess for the last year.
Just really good. I love it. Fucking Pokerogue.
Yeah, Pokerogue.
That's a really good one too.
What's the other one? The Pokemon Showdown.
Yeah, Pokemon Showdown's really great. And then like all the custom Pokemon ports that they do. Like Pokemon Black. That's really good.
Fucking
like Evil Cynthia.
Dude, I host a tournament for the Pokemon Rumble game. Battle Rumble or whatever. Mm-hmm. The Street Fighter-esque Pokemon game. That game's great too. Like,
yeah.
Because Pokemon. Terrible.
The new Pokemon game that's coming out. Fucking, what was it?
So the one that's like after Arceus or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? It's like ZA or something like that? Yeah. Not interested in that shit. Not even a little bit. It looks, I don't know, it doesn't feel like Pokemon to me anymore. I like the concept of, you know, having random encounters versus I get to choose my encounters. And it doesn't even use the tall grass mechanic anymore.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
I will admit.
Their starter Pokemons are pretty trash too. I don't know. I don't know about that
one. Wait, you're choosing your encounters?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, they've done it before in like, they tried it in Arceus, but like even then, like they chase you.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. But choosing your encounters.
You mean a Pokemon horror game?
Pokemon horror game?
Family ones are really good. The family. The Team Rocket one, especially.
Yeah, the family ones are pretty.
Yeah, they're actually
pretty solid.
I don't think they'll do that because Pokemon appeals to a lot of kids, though. So. To be honest.
Yeah, there's that, I guess.
Fucking kids.
I mean, Game Freak has a freaky ass reputation. You know.
I was in human, man.
But that was bad.
That was pretty bad.
It was that was one of the worst.
It's not even the worst one. It's pretty bad.
They do have, their manga's pretty horrific though.
Yeah. Oh, you read the Pokemon manga? Yeah. The Pokemon manga it's dark.
Dark as hell.
It's darker than the Yu-Gi-Oh manga, and they send people to hell.
Yeah.
The Yu-Gi-Oh manga, dude, they literally send people to hell. The the Shadow Realm's hell.
Yeah.
But it's darker than that, though, like.
Like
Pokemon is gruesome. Like, Pokemon actually died. They get, like, obliterated. Like, it was crazy.
Trainers be dying, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This episode, dude, was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's just a little rant. That's all it is.
Hey, we can do more of these if you guys like it. We like extra episodes, extra topics. So.
Yeah. We'll just be talking.
I think it's the most you talked. No. All right, well, we'll catch you guys next time. Enjoy.
Thanks for listening to Weebisations. If you enjoyed the episode, tune in every Wednesday wherever you catch your podcasts. And join the Cracked Media Discord to get updates and interact with the community.